Dana's with us here on ESPN 97.5. So let's talk about that. Damaris Barbecue bringing you Dana Holgorsen every week right here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Coach?
Hey, how y'all doing?
How'd you like those sandwiches?
Really good.
Yeah? I mean, aren't they better when they sit for the 5-6 hours, whatever it takes to get there?
Yeah, it's according to Yanni and you, it's even better like the next day after you go out and do what adults like you guys do at night, and then you get up the next day, and at noon, you have another one of the sandwiches, right?
Mm. What?
Which, obviously, I couldn't do that because we went to Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock at 8:30 in the morning and, you know, played the game and then was on an airplane back around 4. But next day is even better, right?
That's right.
No. How long is that flight back from Texas Tech?
That's your furthest trip, right?
It was 2 hours and 30 minutes.
That ain't bad. That's not that bad.
Like 2 hours and 40 minutes there and then 2 hours and 30 minutes back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
those airplanes go fast.
Yeah, the airplanes are fast now. I don't know if anybody heard. So, successful trip, but I know you a little bit. I don't imagine that you were all that thrilled with that second half.
No, I wasn't. It hasn't been a reoccurring problem. You know, we came out after halftime against Tennessee and beat up on them pretty good. Had a complete game against Youngstown State. Kansas State, we came out and scored 2 touchdowns in the third quarter to go up 35-7. So it hasn't been a problem. I just think it was circumstance more than anything. You know, we played about as good as we could in the first half, and we're up 35-10. Now, if anybody knows the Texas Tech Red Raider history, I do, and I've been a part of a lot of those games where those guys, Cliff's doing a good job of getting them to keep playing. They play hard for him. So, you know, they started getting a little bit of momentum, and once that momentum switches, it's hard to get back. So I just think it was a situation. We played so good in the first half. We relaxed. Everybody said the right things at halftime. We went out after halftime, and, you know, it was pretty hot, and the crowd was gone, and their quarterback got knocked out, and we just felt good about where we're at, and we relaxed. And in this game in the Big 12, if you relax and don't play with the effort and energy that you need to, you're going to get whipped. And we were lucky to get out of there with a win.
Now, how do you use this as a teaching moment? I know you talked about it after the game that we got us, you know, the second half, we still have to go and we still have to close out games like this. How do you use that as a teaching moment in practice this week?
Well, you don't. I mean, it's just what I talked about just right there. I mean, I don't think it's a problem. We've played 4, and the other 3, we've played 4 quarters, and we understand that moving forward. You know, I just use it to get their attention to say, you know, whether it's who, I don't care who you're playing, and I don't care if it's Tuesday practice or first half or second half. If you don't play football with effort and energy, you will get beat, period. And so moving forward, I think that will be the message, and I would imagine we will play a complete game with effort and energy and here moving forward if we want to continue to win.
Yeah, we've got Dana Holgorsen with us, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue here on ESPN 97.5. And I don't think people, I mean, you were there for 8 years on that sideline, and now you're on the other sideline, and you know, and you've been going back there now. I don't think people understand how difficult that place is, especially with, you know, Cliff getting the quarterback play. And first of all, what a shame about Alan Bowman, no?
Yeah, it was... You know, we got to him. You know, obviously that's kind of our plan, is to try to get to the quarterback in certain situations. And we got 2 guys on both sides to him, and they just kind of bang-banged him and got him pretty good. You know, it's unfortunate. It's a part of this game that stinks, that everybody's got to deal with and all that. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to be okay moving forward. He's got a bright career ahead of him, bright future ahead of him, and going to come back and be able to play a lot. But, you know, then they put the other kid in there, which we didn't have any idea what to expect out of him. We hadn't seen really a whole lot of video on him. And that kid, I mean, he had nothing to lose at that point. He went in and just started slinging that thing around, and he had really good mobility. And then we had to kind of you know, we had to regroup there, and didn't do a great job of that in the second half. Obviously, that guy made some plays and got that thing closer than we wanted.
Yeah, yeah, it was neither here nor there, but that was good. That, you know, and Cliff has got his quarterbacks ready. That is certainly going to be the case. But nice, huge play by you guys defensively as well. While you had a tough time getting anything going, that pick six was huge at the end.
Yeah, we weren't going to do that on offense. We couldn't throw and catch appropriately to be able to move, get first downs, and keep our defense off the field. It was discussed, and we did the exact opposite of what we tried to do in the second half. But, Keith Washington, junior college guy. He originally signed out with Michigan. He's from Alabama. Good player, you know, and the more he plays, the better he's getting. First-year guy for us. Made a big play, you know, and our defense gave up too much. We played 52 plays in the second half, but they were still in position to get to make a big play, and we knew that they would get the job done for us, and they did. So there's some good lessons, and we'll be able to coach off of it, and we'll be able to regroup and try to win another Big 12 game here this week.
Dana Holgorsen joining us on ESPN Houston. Where would you like to see your offense improve?
Well, I just consistency more than anything. I mean, we've been playing at such a high level. I mean, if you punt, you get mad, you know. So, I mean, I don't want to take anything away from what we've done offensively. Will Greer has been extremely consistent. You get to a point where he doesn't make every throw perfectly. Then it's like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? You know, you get a guy like David Sills who drops a pass, you go, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Well, let's just relax here now. I mean, these guys are human, and you look at Will's stat line at the end of the game. I thought he was just okay, but you look at his stat line, he's 27-40 for 375 yards and three touchdowns and no interceptions. I mean, if that's a bad day, then we got a hell of a player. So we've been doing good things offensively. It just needs to be consistent. I mean, and I expect it will be. Got to handle success probably a little bit better. You know, when we're up 35-10, we got to be able to do the necessary things to be able to close things out, which, once again, I think we've done this year. We just didn't happen to do it on Saturday.
Dana Holgorsen with us on ESPN 97.5. Speaking of, handling success, do you want a campaign for Will Greer and the Heisman? Do you want that kind of pressure? Do you want that kind of attention that he would be getting? Or just try to low profile it?
It's called Greer7Heisman.com.
You welcome it.
Well, we launched it, you know, and I wouldn't have, we launched it in the summer, and I wouldn't have launched it or okayed it if I didn't think he could handle it. I mean, he's a very mature kid. He's married with a child, and he's got unbelievable work ethic. He's a coach's kid. He's played a whole lot of football. Things don't faze him, you know, and he's going to be the same guy every day. So he's playing at a high level, and our team is winning, which puts him in the conversation. I expect him to continue to play at a high level. I expect our players to continue to work hard to have success, and if we can continue to do that, then it's going to work out good for everybody.
And what do you... Are you watching the rankings? Do you care about that now? Is it maybe pissing you off that you're only ninth in the country, or are you just, how are you doing? How about that?
Yeah, I heard we're top 10. That shows you how much I pay attention to it. I do have a vote in the coaches aspect of it, but I don't want to take anything away from our team or our program. It's really good for the fan base. It gets us a lot of attention. It gets WVU attention, the state of West Virginia attention, you know, our players' attention, all that's good. You know, and we're going to get good TV slots and have plenty of opportunities moving forward to be able to play in front of a whole bunch of people. Crowds are good, all that's good. But you know how coaches are. I mean, we put all that stuff on the back burner and say it's going to be great to be able to talk about it after the year. But in the meantime, the only thing that we worry about is Tuesday practice, getting ready for Kansas.
Yeah, getting ready for Kansas, and that's tough. I mean, That's a Big 12 team, but they've obviously had their problems. So that your job this week to make sure everybody is focused?
Yeah, which there's challenges every week. I mean, there is a whole bunch of challenges going to Lubbock, Texas last week, you know, and now we're back at home. We got a noon kick, you know, we got homecoming, and we get to play in front of our own crowd, and we got things that we got to work on, and we got things that we got to fix. You know, we're one game away from it being midpoint in the regular season. How fast this stuff goes by. So at some point, you know, who we are is who we are. You know, so we got things that we got to improve on, or they're not going to get improved. So that's the coach's the coach speak, the coach talk about it, and you know, I think we'll have the attention of our guys to be able to get out there and play.
Yep,
play a better game here this weekend.
Yep, who you are is a top 10 team. Undefeated. Very nice so far. Congratulations. Congratulations on the win there. Go get Kansas, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. See you guys.
All right. There's Dana Holgorsen, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue right here, home of the Greek chopped beef sandwich.